Actually, I don't have those carts for you that I promised. I've got an even greater cart, a vehicle that is decorated in all sorts of extraordinary ways, and you're going to have a fabulous time playing with it. So hop on and take it for a ride. Then the text begins to offer some commentary about the story. It obviously makes the connection that you'd expect it to make. It says that the Buddha is like this father. And the little carts that he first promised to the children who were in the house were those lesser vehicles, the so-called disciple vehicle and the so-called solitary Buddha vehicle that were preached before the coming of the Mahayana and that were meant to lure the people who were caught in the burning house of samsara out in order to receive the real teaching that the Buddha has to offer them. What's that real teaching? It's the Mahayana. It's this great, beautiful cart that the Buddha finally offers to all the children once they've escaped the house, the burning house of samsara. Now, in the text, as it's elaborated, there are a couple of important concepts that come out, the Buddha develops, that are important for, or the text itself develops, actually, that are important for us to notice. First of all, as the story comes to an end, it says that this vehicle, this cart, this Mahayana that has been presented to the children after they've made it out of the house, is the one great vehicle. It's the real teaching of the Buddha. So all those other teachings that came before are, as it were, preliminary exercises that are meant to get a person started on the path to salvation, but are not meant to constitute the Buddha's final teaching. So one of the most important doctrines in the Lotus Sutra, especially in China and Japan, as the text was used and elaborated in those cultures, is the doctrine of the one vehicle. The Buddha teaches, in the end, one particular way to salvation, as it is embodied and expressed in this text of the Lotus Sutra. Now, another concept that's important here that runs all the way through the Mahayana tradition is the concept of skillful means. The text raises a question as it explores the meaning of this story about whether the Buddha lies to people by presenting these preliminary teachings. Did the father lie to the children by telling them that he has a different variety of cart for each one of them? The answer that the text gives is that it's not really a falsehood to skillfully lure someone along the way to salvation. This skillfulness is called skillful means. It's an important concept in the Mahayana as the practice of the Mahayana was elaborated in later Buddhist literature. It has to do with the ability of creatively, imaginatively, using the categories of this world to move them along the road to salvation so that they can come more and more to understand the true nature of reality and achieve enlightenment as the Buddha intended it to be achieved. Now, you could ask, it seems to me, a pretty good question. It's a natural question to ask when you encounter the Mahayana for the first time. Where does this great tradition come from? Where would such a radical reform movement arise in the community of the early Sangha? Well, one place to go for an answer to this question is to the Mahayana texts themselves. The texts trace the origin of the Mahayana to what's called a second turning of the wheel of the Dharma on the Vulture Peak in Rajagriha during the life of the Buddha himself. In other words, the Mahayana texts claim to be the teaching of the Buddha himself, delivered to a special assembly of bodhisattvas from which other Buddhist practitioners, the followers of those other vehicles, the disciples and the solitary Buddhas, have been excluded. And the Mahayana texts then go on to say that the Mahayana was concealed for several centuries until the world was ready to receive it. And then the sutras, the texts of the Mahayana, were brought forth and promulgated across India.